back to Cocoa Radio. We go behind the scenes with leading macOS 10 developers around the world. I'm Blake Burris, your host, and today I'm bringing you an interview from Macworld in San Francisco recently, where I spoke with Jim Matthews, the owner of Fetch Softworks, a company that is the current owner of Fetch, the FTP client, that many of you will recall dating back to 1992 as a Dartmouth project in the U.S. Jim was able to acquire that project after a little bit of luck, having been a finalist on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, a show that a TV show rather that many of you in the U.S. will remember may have been syndicated elsewhere. But so Jim acquired the project from Dartmouth and modernized it for OS 10. But until recently, the same version ran both on System 4.1 and PowerPC native, if you can believe that. So, and he actually is currently retailing the product for the same price it was sold for in 1992 by Dartmouth. So, have a listen. Jim's got a lot of experience with the Mac platform and surely some things you can learn from. Here we go.
Doing great. Jim's with Fetch, Fetch Softworks. And Fetch, as you may recall from years ago, was the FTP client on under OS 9, Carbon app for sure. And they're at the show here. I have some news.
Right. We're releasing public beta of Fetch 5.1. It's a universal binary of Fetch for compatibility with Intel. It also includes a dashboard widget and extensive suite of automator actions, 9 automator actions for automating all sorts of file transfer tasks.
So it's purely an FTP app, right? And I guess it would include SFTP, right?
That's right, FTP and SFTP.
As I understand it, on the OS X platform, it's a competitive market space. What's your angle?
Yeah, there are other FTP programs out there. It seems like every other week somebody writes a new FTP program. But that's been the case throughout Fetch's history, 16 years now. But we keep working on Fetch and listening to our users, trying to give them what they need.
So tell me, give me a little history here. I haven't heard of Fetch in some time. Where is it? Where have you been, and how did you get to where you are?
Well, Fetch originated as a program I wrote as a Dartmouth College employee before there even was a World Wide Web, and became popular as sort of honor system shareware from Dartmouth in the 90s. Dartmouth decided they didn't want to keep working on it, and I approached them about buying the rights, and then had the good fortune to win a bunch of money on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So I bought the rights from Dartmouth and started Fetch Softworks in 2001. So we actually launched the company at Macworld 5 years ago, and this is our first time at Macworld since then.
Okay, you want to tell us a bit about the code history there in the transition from certainly a Carbon world?
Right. The Fetch 5 that came out just this year in May 2005 was the first version of Fetch that did not run on every OS that previous versions of Fetch ran on. Fetch 4 is probably the only piece of code I know about that would run on System 4.1 for a Mac Plus. And also run PowerPC native on Mac OS X. But we decided we couldn't keep stretching that compatibility string any further. So Fetch 5 was a complete UI rewrite, Carbon events everywhere, and a lot more modern UI and better technologies throughout.
So who all worked on the project? Who are your primary developers, and did you have separate people contributing on the UI?
Brought on Ben Artin, who's famous for winning the Mac Hack Best Hack Award twice in a row, I think. He may be the only person to have done that. And just this last year, Scott McGuire joined to write documentation. We got extensive online help in Fetch 5. And so we're the core team working on the software.
Very cool. So tell us about that big question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
The big question, the question I didn't get. Yeah, the million-dollar question was a question about a network news anchor who'd started in radio when he was 9 years old. And I didn't know the life history of all our network news anchors at the time. It turned out that the answer was a guy who was wandering outside the ABC studio as we were filming the show. It was Peter Jennings. I didn't know about that, but at least I knew I didn't know, so I passed on that question. And
very good. So you'd already called on all your lifelines, if I recall the format of the show.
Right. I asked the audience to help me with that question, and they were hopeless. they had no idea. Since the show, every person that I've mentioned the question to who's been Canadian has told me, well, of course it was Peter Jennings, and so I should have had a Canadian lifeline, but I didn't think that far ahead.
Very interesting. So tell me about the business side of things. Obviously, this is not a freeware app or shareware. What's your pricing structure?
$25. That's actually what Dartmouth was selling it for starting in 1992. So it's been the same price for a long time. It's a 15-day free trial, and people can pay for it right within the app. They don't even have to go to the web store.
What's been the response of the older Mac crowd that's been around since you originally originated Fetch at Dartmouth? Have they been, what's been the reception?
A lot of people are happy to, you know, have fond memories of Fetch and are happy to see that it's still being developed and that it's keeping up with Mac OS X and now with Tiger and Intel, and they're moving to new systems and new Macs, and they're glad that they can bring Fetch with them.
Very cool. Well, I know I passed by the booth and saw Fetch, and the dog looked vaguely familiar, your icon, but it wasn't until I chatted with Drunken Batman over at Delicious Monster that he said, you need to go talk to those guys. They've got a great story, and that's really the Fetch.
Yep, it's the one and the original.
Well, thanks for talking with us, Jim. Best of luck to you.
You're welcome. Thank you.